bigger plans. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That's what prosecutors are saying about David DePape, the man accused of breaking into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home last week and attacking her husband with a hammer.
Not only is this someone who engaged in a pre-planned attack on the speaker in her home, but someone who was willing to enact violence that was politically motivated.
San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins. Court documents showed DePape told police he was on a suicide mission and had plans to target other California and federal politicians. DePape's public defender entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. He's being held without bail. Election officials in Tennessee say some voters have cast ballots in the wrong congressional district in Nashville. At least one precinct has been affected, which includes the 7th congressional district, where Democrat Odessa Kelly is facing Republican Congressman Mark Green. Election officials say some voters relied on interactive maps from the controller's office and the legislature, only to find later the Secretary of State's office lists them as the 6th district. The Supreme Court's Chief Justice is delaying a House panel from getting tax records from former President Trump.
Chief Justice John Roberts has put a hold on the House Ways and Means Committee accessing former President Trump's tax returns. Lower courts had sided with the Democrat-led congressional panel, but the Chief Justice has ordered both sides to present written briefs by next Thursday after an emergency appeal was filed by Trump's legal team. Committee Democrats have long sought the tax returns associated with former President Trump's businesses, noting a federal law that allows the tax writing committee to obtain tax return information from the IRS.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Exit polls in Israel seem to indicate former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his party are holding a narrow lead. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Three more ships set sail into the Black Sea loaded with grain, despite Russia suspending its part in a deal allowing Ukraine to safely export vital crops.
The U.S. government says Moscow is weaponizing food. Ukraine accusing Vladimir Putin of blackmailing the world with hunger, but continuing to call Russia's bluff. Three ships carrying more than 90,000 tons of corn, wheat and sunflower meal left port with a cargo crucial to the Ukrainian economy and essential to people living in drought-affected countries. Russia pulled out of July's deal on Saturday, saying the humanitarian corridor was being used by drones to target its fleet. Ukraine has not admitted responsibility. While Russia is not expected to attack civilian ships, analysts say the decision could yet put the scheme in jeopardy. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
By unanimous vote, Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse has won approval from the University of Florida Board of Trustees to be the school's next president, despite pressure from some faculty and students. Opposition to Sasse, who was first elected to the Senate in 2014, focused on his stance against same-sex marriage and positions on other LGBTQ issues. During a meeting on campus today, Sasse said as president of the university, he will not take a stand on political issues. The Christmas season is right around the corner. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has been selected from a family in New York State.
The 14-ton tree is 50 feet in diameter, about 85 to 90 years old. It was donated by the Leibowitz family of Glens Falls. About 5 miles of wire with more than 50,000 multi-LED lights will wrap around the tree when it's put on display in Midtown Manhattan. The very first tree lighting ceremony took place in 1933. 2 years after workers at the center pulled their money to purchase a 20-foot-tall balsam fir for Christmas and covered it in homemade garland.
Fox's CJ Papa. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.